So do you have to go on drugs? Sukkos, you can't sit in the sukkah without drugs. You need medication, sleeping pills, other medicines we'll talk about. Again, I make it quite clear, I'm not a doctor. I'm just going to share with you some of the poskim for all practical advice. You could ask your local Orthodox rabbi doctor. I know of some good people if you want to ask. But this is not halakha l'maisa l'maisa. We'll just talk about some of the issues. But the question is, so is a person allowed to take medicine on Yontif to enable him to sit in the sukkah? Otherwise, he's not feeling well. If he takes the medicine, he'll be able to sit in the sukkah. We'll talk about some practical cases in a moment. Is he permitted, is he mechoyev to take that medicine? So we have to do two background points first. Background point number one, are you allowed to take medicine in general on Yontif? Shulchan Aruch says, kol refuah mutter b'chol ha-moed. Refuah is mutter, all refuah is mutter on chol ha-moed. That implies that what? On chol ha-moed it's permitted. Shabbos, we know it's forbidden to take medicine in most cases because of mechika samamanim, and you're going to come to crush up the herb to make the pill, which doesn't really apply nowadays. But the gzera is b'mekom ha-omedes. The gzera was stayed, and that's why we don't take medicine unless we absolutely need it for certain circumstances on Shabbos. What about a yontif? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about yontif, but it says by chol ha-moed it's permitted. Says the Magen Avraham, cited in the Mishnah Berurah, well, that implies that what? That on Yontif is usher. I'm looking at the wrong place here, but it says, read the one line, says that it is Yontif, though, I can't find the exact line, but Yontif it would be usher to take it. Just lost the place. Okay, I don't see it in Mishabur and Miss Mishabur here. But Magen Avraham writes this before. Shashan and Magen Avraham, the one at my house, had it. But I'm trying to find that here. It's really weird. Because I'm in the wrong place. I'm looking at Tav Kuf Amud Gimel. It's in Tav Kuf Amud Beis. Thank you. It says over here, Abi Yomtev Aser, I feel a wish those Davar Shum Mishum Refuah. On Yontif, it'll be usher to take anything because of refuah. So Yontif gets bunched in with Shabbos, according to the Magen Avraham. No source for that, but just why should it be any different than Shabbos? Shabbos, you're not allowed to take medicine because you're going to crush up. So the Yontif should be the same. However, many disagree with this inference of the Magen Avraham from the Shulchan Aruch, including the Avnei Nezer and the Aruch HaShulchan, who say, no, medicine on Yontif is fine because the source that it's permitted to take on Chol HaMoed is that even if it's going to mess up your later Simchas Yontif, for example, you take a procedure on Chol HaMoed, which is not a necessary procedure, but it's refuah, let's say. Obviously, if it's necessary, you could take it. But a necessary, an unnecessary or a non, you know, pertinent or non-imperative, that's a better word, thank you, non-imperative operation or procedure that you have on Chol HaMoed, it's going to mess up 2 days later your Simchas Yontif, you're still allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Therefore, you see, having your Yontif messed up is fine even if you take medicine implied even on Yontif itself. So you have a big dispute, background fact number one, if you're allowed to take medicine in general on Yontif. Background fact number two is, do you have to do things to enable you to be comfortable in the sukkah? In other words, I'm mitzar because of the cold. Do I have to wear, what my kids call it, my Eskimo suit, because I have a big, you know, I have a big heavy coat, which I like wearing once it gets like 50 degrees and under. It makes me very warm. I got it a couple years ago. I try not to leave it the whole winter, and I stay warm. Of course, everyone makes my kids make fun of me. But can I sit in the sukkah in the big Eskimo suit, you know, am I mechuyev to? If I'm cold, and otherwise I would sit inside, do I have to put on the coat to sit in it? In other words, do I have to do something to enable me to sit in the sukkah? Otherwise, I would be putter because I'm mitzar. I'm truly too cold. So this is a big discussion. The Marach Ar Zeru, a couple hundred years ago, many hundred years ago, said, one of the Rishonim, wait, Rishonim, I believe, said that like this. He said, I don't get it. He says, we have this concept of being putter from the rain. He says, you could put out, or I guess skin, some type of mat in your sukkah, which I'm not sure if he's talking about on the table, that even when it rains, you'll just remove the mats and then your table will be dry. It's basically some type of shlach he had, which you should be mechoyev to put on your table, which enable you to eat right after the rain. It seems that's what the cases he's talking about. Also, he says that a chas and a kal or a mitzvah, they don't have this in the sukkah because it's not so big. He says, why don't you build them a huge sukkah? You should be mechoyev to build someone who's mitzvah a sukkah which is able for him to enjoy it. Says the Marachar Zeruah Big Yisod, you are not obligated to do anything out of the norm when you're building a sukkah. The Torah told you what utensils to use for a sukkah. You build a sukkah. If you find it uncomfortable to sit in a sukkah in the normal way, you're mitzvah, you're potter. You don't have to do things which will create your enjoyment in the sukkah. Says the Truvas on August from Sternbrook and Malad Mizmanim, actually, he says, you see a big yisod from over here, that you don't have to do anything to be comfortable in the sukkah. If you're uncomfortable, you're putter. And okay, it's definitely a frumkeit to do that, but you're not mechuyev to do so. On the other hand, the Sefer Pesachei Sukkah cites many who disagree with this. Number one, the Prima Gadim writes, if you have an oven, I guess he means a heater, but he says a tanur, heater, you're mechuyev to bring it into the sukkah. Because how else can you, you're going to say I'm too cold? You have ways to fix the cold. Just bring in a heater. Also, the Mati Ephraim says a person should build a roof, if they could afford it, over their sukkah to close it when the rain comes. This way, the second the rain stops, you open up the roof and you'll be able to sit in your sukkah and it will all be dry. Everyone knows no one goes back to the sukkah right after it rains because it's disgusting and you still say it's mitzvah. So this will avoid the problem, says the Mati Ephraim, you're mechuyev to do it. So again, machlokas whether medicine is mutter, asr, and yantif. Machlokas, whether you're really mechuyev to force yourself to sit in a sukkah on yantif, mechuyev to do something to enable yourself to sit in a sukkah if you would otherwise be mitzvah. Based upon this, my fourth cousin once removed, the Mishnah Yosef's son, Rav Aaron Lieberman, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, he writes like this. A person is on Ritalin. That's what he writes. They're not in control of themselves. They can damage themselves or achirim or other people. The kador ritalin margiyo some ba'ofen mochon. Ritalin takes care of them. Or he says, v'yesh enam sovim mufras kazu. They don't suffer from these ailments. Barakim bali choser kishav. They're not able to like sit still. Barikos ba'ofen shenam misugalnu. Then they have ADHD or something like that. L'shevis b'makom echad. Elus man kot. So they can only sit still for a little bit. They have no calm. They're always all over the place. Are they mechuyav meikar adin little kader zeh to take this Ritalin pill? It's crazy.
Are you supposed to take it anyway?
Excellent. So he says, if you're supposed to take it anyway, then for sure you should take it on sukkahs, because you're going to take it anyway. You should time it, if you can, then that you could be able to sit in the sukkah at the proper times, because why not? Shaila is a person's not otherwise going to take it. Let's say he has a less severe case, but it's, again, I'm not a doctor, but someone in the case, so he doesn't have to take it all the time, but if he can take it, and therefore the question is he mechuyev to take it? So that Aaron Lieberman, he writes, he's not mechuyev to take it based on this Ar Zeruah, that you don't have to create a situation which will enable you to sit comfortably in a sukkah, but for sure there is an issue of doing it, and it's a good inyan to do so. He cites Rabbi Yashav, who says like this, Hamitzar b'shina b'sukkah. Listen to this. You think you're getting out of, oh yeah, it's uncomfortable to sleep in the sukkah? He says, I might speak to myself as well. He says, someone who can't sleep in the sukkah, machmas rasha mashech shabami b'chutz. It's too noisy outside. I can't sleep in the sukkah. Eino b'pater mitzar. You're not pater, he says. Why? You can make yourself comfortable. How? V'itzia, you suggested, shikach trufa hamisayes lishon. Take a sleeping pill. Now, again, I'm not talking from the medical perspective of people taking sleeping pills, but Rabbi Yashav suggested you'd be mechuyev to do so. If your doctor said that that's a possibility and there's no other dangerous side effects, he'd say you'd be mechuyev to do this. The Ribos Ephraim, I'm sorry, the Chashukei Chemed says, if a person suffers from depression, he's mechuyev to take a pill on Yontif to give him Simchas Yontif. The Ribos Ephraim was asked whether a person should take medicine to enable him to sleep in the sukkah on Yom Tov. He cites Rabbi Yashav, who says yes, and he agrees with him, but he notes there is another opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbuch, who said, what do you mean? You can't take medicine on Yontif. That was our first machlokas that we had. Finally, to conclude, they asked the Simchas Yisrael asked this question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, whether a person is mechuyev to take medicine to sit in the sukkah on Yontif. He said, yes, on Chol HaMoed, no, on Yontif, siding with Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So it comes out, the upshot is, it's a machlokas, as a local Orthodox rabbi and a doctor, please. So that it's a big shaila, halacha l'maisa, what you should do. This comes up, I'm sure, for many people. But practical enough means you have a headache. You know, I don't know, I hate sitting in the sun. You sit in the sun. So if you have a beating down sun, and you don't like sitting in the sun, so, but you take a Tylenol, are you allowed to do it? It's not, you're not, you wouldn't normally take a Tylenol because you're not going to bed, but it will enable you to sit in a sukkah. Big shiloh, are you allowed to, and should you do that on Yom Tov?
What would
Tylenol? I don't know, unless you have a headache. If I have a headache. Something gives me a headache often. So if you sit in the sukkah, but you know you're going to get a headache, are you allowed to do that and then take a Tylenol to do it? I'm not sure. Tzarchian. I don't know.